Most small airplanes are powered by reciprocating engines. Reciprocating engines are made up, in part, of cylinders, pistons, connecting rods, and a crankshaft. The pistons move back and forth within the cylinders. Connecting rods connect the pistons to the crankshaft, which converts the back and forth movements of the pistons into a rotary motion. This rotary motion is what drives the propeller. These reciprocating engines that I'm referring to are four-cycle engines, or four-stroke engines. One cycle of the engine consists of two revolutions of the crankshaft. These two crankshaft revolutions require four strokes of the piston. The names of the strokes are the intake stroke, the compression, the power, and the exhaust strokes. The top end of the cylinder houses an intake valve, an exhaust valve, and two spark plugs. During the intake stroke, the intake valve is opened, and the piston moves away from the top of the cylinder, which draws the fuel-air mixture into the cylinder. At the completion of the intake stroke, when the piston is at the very bottom, it starts moving up. As it moves up, the intake valve closes, and the piston returns to the top of the cylinder, compressing the fuel-air mixture. When the piston reaches a precise point near the top of its stroke, the spark plugs ignite to ignite the compressed fuel-air mixture, which causes it to burn rapidly. The rapid expansion of the burning mixture forces force the piston downward. As the piston completes the downward movement of the power stroke, the exhaust valve then opens, and the piston rises to the top of the cylinder, forcing the exhaust gases out through the exhaust valve. This completes one cycle of the four-stroke engine. As soon as the engine is started, power should be set to the RPM recommended for the engine warm-up, and the engine gauge is checked for the desired indications. That happens to be on the written test. The question reads, what should be the first action after starting an aircraft engine? Adjust for proper RPM and check for desired indications on the engine gauges. Should it become necessary to hand prop an airplane engine, it is extremely important that a competent pilot be at the controls in the cockpit. That was another test question. I just read it verbatim from the test. Regarding hand propping, it's really important that the person turning the propeller should also be thoroughly familiar with the hand propping procedure.